There is no greater way to kill romance than for a man to tell a woman all his problems. In an instant, she'll start feeling responsible for him and start feeling maternal. Certainly in the fourth stage of dating, intimacy, he can let down his sense of being responsible and share more of his vulnerable side, but definitely not until they've had many months of experiencing clearly that he can be responsible for himself and for her sometimes. This may start to sound unfair, as if the man is supposed to be on and the woman doesn't have to be. The truth is, men love when a woman lets go of being so responsible, because then her receptive and responsive feminine side can be turned on. In stage four, as a couple becomes more intimate, it's important that sometimes a man relax and the woman takes over. But this should be the exception and not the rule. When the woman is feeling down, the man needs to have the strength to pull himself up and be there for her. If he can't be there for her, then he should at least not expect her to be there for him. He needs to take the time to pull himself up and then come back and be there for her. A woman loves when a man will take charge to follow through and do something without putting it back in her lap. This is very important to her because most women already have a tendency to be overly responsible. The more complex and stressful their lives become, the more overwhelmed and exhausted they become. She begins to feel responsible to do everything for everyone. Her way of getting relief is to share these feelings with someone she loves. If she can share something inside her, then she doesn't feel so responsible. It's as if she sees all possible problems, and unless she tells someone, she feels it's all up to her. When she can share those feelings with a friend who's also responsible, and he can stay relaxed and present, she begins to relax and come back to the present moment. When a man can hear a woman's feelings without minimizing them or trying to fix them, she can then let go of feeling so responsible and feel good again. Even though he's not taking on her problems, the more responsible he is, it has the effect of relaxing and nurturing her. When a man is not responsible, a woman feels doubly responsible to make sure things get done. When she feels heard, then she knows that if he can do anything to be of assistance, he will do what he can do. Most important, she's been able to talk about it. For her, that's the most important part of a man's support. A man scores big when he does little things for a woman with a caring, understanding, and respectful attitude. By putting these new Mars-Venus dating techniques into practice, a man immediately begins building the strength to be confident, purposeful, and responsible. These qualities not only make him most attractive to women, but will bring out the best in her. Even if he hasn't yet found his soulmate, the whole process of dating will be easier, fun, and uplifting. People who are happily married often say they met their soulmate when they weren't really looking. Their paths crossed as if by accident, when and where they least expected it. They just happened to meet at a party, on a trip, on a walk, at a church class, at a convention, or at work. They associate their success in finding a mate with chance, fate, divine intervention, or just luck. They feel lucky because they weren't even looking. They feel it was by chance because they met their partners in a place where they wouldn't expect to find them. And they felt it was fate or divine intervention because their meeting was accidental with no conscious intention. This doesn't mean you have to wait for your lucky day or for an accident to occur in order to meet your mate. There are very clear reasons why these couples found their mates. Since they were not aware of those reasons, they assume it was just fate, luck, or by chance. But definite conditions had been satisfied before they could meet and recognize their perfect partners. By understanding those conditions and deliberately creating them, you can speed up the process of finding your partner. Even when the fruit is ripe, you still need to find it and pick it. In a similar way, to find our soulmates, we need to be ready, but we also need to be in the right place. When soulmates meet, whether intentionally or unintentionally, they put themselves in environments that allowed them to meet a potential partner with whom they felt immediate chemistry. By understanding the different elements that create chemistry, we can discover the best places to meet a potential soulmate. There are certain places where you will definitely meet people who will be attracted to you, and vice versa. Most people just don't realize what makes for healthy chemistry. Happily married soulmates always have different interests. Certainly they have many shared interests, but quite often they have many more different interests. Generally, it's only after a few years of living together that they discover their many different interests. They don't realize it in the beginning. When couples fall in love, they don't go around saying, "I met the most incredible person. They're so different from me." Instead, we tend to say the opposite. We say, "Oh, I met this incredible person. We have so many things in common." We say this because we haven't yet discovered how different our interests are. Without this understanding, single people can easily miss opportunities to meet their soulmate. The insight that different interests create chemistry explains why it's sometimes so hard to find a soulmate. Our soulmate will have different interests and will work and spend time in places we rarely visit. The only time we can meet someone with different interests is if we do it by accident. By recognizing this truth and actively seeking out situations where people have different interests, we dramatically increase our chances of experiencing more chemistry and meeting the right person. To find your soulmate, make sure you go places where the people are definitely interested in things that you're not interested in at all. If you don't like to dance, then take dancing lessons. Go out dancing or go to a dance competition. If you don't like to eat out, then start eating out more. Almost always in marriage, one partner likes the evening and the other likes the morning. To find your partner, change your schedule occasionally. If you like to go to bed early, then start going places at night. If you like to sleep late, then start getting up and taking brisk morning walks. You'll meet so many more people. One of them may be your soulmate, or one of them will introduce you to your soulmate. By expanding your territory in this way, your chances of meeting your soulmate dramatically go up. With this insight, the opportunity of finding a partner who shares chemistry with you becomes a much easier task. The second element of creating chemistry is complementary needs. Soulmates basically have something that their partners need. When a man has what a woman needs, then she feels chemistry. For men, it's the other way around. When a woman needs what a man has to offer, he feels chemistry. This mutual interdependence creates healthy emotional chemistry. Emotional chemistry frees us from being limited by our unrealistic pictures of what our ideal partner will look like or be like. When a man is able to experience the thrill of feeling needed by a woman, he's no longer caught up in the pictures and expectations of what an ideal partner should look like. He is released from judging her physical appearance when he enjoys the pleasure of making little romantic gestures and feeling her responses. When a woman experiences a man treating her in a special way, then she also is free from fixating on how her ideal partner should look. By experiencing the chemistry which results from being receptive to a man's approach, she is free to follow her heart and not get caught up in unrealistic expectations of perfection. The third element of creating chemistry is maturity. Soulmates basically have similar levels of maturity. In most cases, as we continue to grow older in our lives, we gain a certain depth. We'll automatically feel a chemistry with someone who reflects our level of maturity or depth. This maturity does not necessarily have to do with age, but age is a big factor. One of the ways to experience this chemistry is to visit places where you are assured of meeting people of your age. School reunions are great for this. Even if you don't meet someone right away, by reconnecting to these old friends, you may get their support in finding someone. Many of their friends will be your age. We cannot fully recognize our soulmate until we're ready. We need to know ourselves first before we can recognize the right person for us. By moving through the various stages of dating, our own maturity and discernment increases. After ending a long-term relationship, or marriage ends, one of the best places to find a soulmate is to revisit previous partners with whom you've had a friendship. After taking several months to grieve the loss of a relationship, when you're feeling more complete and autonomous, then take some time to get reacquainted with all past partners who are available. Just call to get reacquainted and see if the sparks begin to fly. Over time, people grow and mature. You may now be ready for a relationship that didn't work in the past, but maybe now could work. The fourth element of chemistry is resonance. Soulmates have similar values that resonate. This element of chemistry inspires us to be the best we can be. When we are with our partner, their values and what is most important to them resonates with what's really important to us. Their values about God, family, work, recreation, politics, money, character, sex, and marriage resonate within us and inspire us. You're able to see the good in your soulmate and respect and admire their values. To have similar values does not mean that you'll necessarily think and feel the same way about issues, but you'll be able to respect your partner's viewpoint and admire where they're coming from. To find a partner and create a relationship with this kind of potential, we need to be looking in the right places. We don't have to wait for a chance or accidental meeting. We can begin looking for our soulmate by putting ourselves in places where the odds are in our favor. Let's review all the different ways and places to find a soulmate and explore a few more. As you listen to these 101 places to find a soulmate, see if you can recognize which of the different elements of chemistry you're sure to find. Number 1. Attend a friend's party. Give a party yourself. Go dancing with friends. There's still no better way to meet someone than being introduced by a friend. 2. Call up a friend's date if and when they stop seeing each other. Be certain first that your friend is no longer seeing that person. 3. Get involved with an old friend whose spouse has died or who is now divorced. Even if there was no attraction in the past, it may spring up now that your friend is available. 4. Join the Adopt a Single program. Ask a couple to adopt you for a 3-month period and introduce you to their friends. Ask them how they met and then try going to similar places. Spend time with couples who are happily married. Whatever it is they have will start to rub off on you. Having a positive picture in your mind of what a relationship can be like will also help you pick the right person for you. If you're negative about the opposite sex, then that's what you'll keep getting. 5. Join a community cause or participate in a service activity like feeding the poor or helping children without parents. In the process, you'll not only feel good, but you'll meet people who admire you and appreciate your goodwill. This will lead you to meeting your soulmate. 6. Go places where you have a lot of expertise and people feel comfortable coming up to you for support or advice. Do not hesitate to meet someone by offering your help or assistance. 7. Take a class that is particularly popular because the professor or teacher is so interesting and stimulating. Then when you meet someone, you'll also seem very interesting. Ask a potential partner to help you with your homework for a class or do a class project together. 8. Go to school reunions. So many people meet again and fall in love. Sometimes we just weren't ready in the past to meet our soulmate. 9. Go places where you don't have expertise so you feel comfortable going up to someone and getting to know them by asking for help. A man can also charm a woman when he's open to getting advice from her. 10. Become friends with the friends of someone you'd really like to meet. Be upfront in your friendship by asking questions about their friend. 11. Go places where the numbers work in your favor. Women, go to places where many men are present, and vice versa. 12. Go to a town meeting. You can easily get to meet people and talk about their views on what is being discussed. To hear and support a person's beliefs and convictions when they're feeling challenged can make them a friend for life. 13. Go places where people are interested in things that you're not interested in. If you're not interested in museums, then go to a museum and ask questions of people who are art lovers. 14. In a restaurant, A woman should make sure to get up several times and walk to the restroom so a man has a chance to see her and be interested. He should make sure that he takes the risk and gets up to meet her if he is interested. He can simply give her a card if he's shy. 15. Make eye contact with the person you're interested in. A woman can look and then look away, talk to a friend, ask her to look, then talk a little bit, and smile and look back. This gives him a clear message that she's interested. 16. Go places where you like the way you look. If you like wearing a bathing suit, then go to the beach. If you don't bother. Go where you feel most beautiful or handsome. 17. Wear a uniform occasionally, even when you're off work. It makes you more accessible to others. They feel they can ask you a question or ask for your help in some manner. 18. Create opportunities to meet separate from the group you're with. It can be very intimidating for a man to approach a woman in a group of 6 women. If he's rejected, he knows all 6 will be discussing him. 19. At a party, when a woman continues to move around, a man has an easier time approaching her. Avoid getting stuck on the couch. 20. People are always most comfortable talking and meeting in kitchens. Hang out where the food is. 21. Participate in church or school fundraisers, gatherings, events, and celebrations. 22. Even better, help put on church, school, and community events. 23. Join the support team at your church. It's always easiest to get to know someone when they're in the mode of service. They can offer to help and they can ask for help as well. 24. Go places where you're not very competent and need the assistance of others. 25. If you're a single parent, get to know all your children's friends' parents. Become friends by sharing babysitting. Ask them to take your child sometimes, then they'll feel comfortable asking you. Then ask them to adopt you as their single friend and help you to meet someone. 26. Volunteer to handle the seating or name tags at a school, church, or community celebration. This way you get to make contact with everyone single. 27. Help out or learn to facilitate a Mars-Venus workshop or any other singles program and meet people with similar values. 28. If you're a Democrat, visit a gathering or rally of Republicans. Let them try to convince you of their point of view. This makes for great conversation and connection. 29. If you're not interested in gardening, then take a class in gardening. Go to a public garden. Buy vegetables from a market where all the people who enjoy gardening go. 30. If you're not into history, go on a town walking tour. Ask lots of questions and meet the people in your community. 31. If you can't operate a VCR, then spend time in an electronic equipment store. Ask questions. Even go to the yearly conventions which showcase the latest gadgets. 32. If you're not interested in therapy and have never done it, take a personal growth workshop and meet people who are interested in and benefit from therapy. 33. If you don't watch Monday Night Football, then start going to local sporting events at all levels, from kids' soccer all the way up to professional sports. Ask lots of questions to learn all the rules and who the players are. 34. Bring food to potluck community events. 35. If you're not religious, begin visiting your local church or synagogue. Ask your friends which one to visit. Participate in their classes. 36. If you always buy books, try hanging out in the library where people read but don't buy. 37. If you don't read a lot, try hanging out in a bookstore and ask people who their favorite authors are. Strike up a conversation and get to know them by asking questions about their favorite books. 38. Go to book signings of authors you really like. 39. If you don't eat out, try eating out more often. 40. If you have a favorite restaurant, try a new one occasionally. 41. If you're not a morning person, get up earlier and go for a walk or jog and meet all the morning people. Repetition of contact creates familiarity that can stimulate chemistry. 42. If you rarely walk, Try walking around your neighborhood at the same time for a week. Then the next week, change the time. Continue to change the time, and eventually you'll meet more people. 43. If you always go to movies, try hanging out at the video store. Ask questions about movies to people you feel some chemistry with. 44. If you rarely go to the theater, then try hanging out at the bars and restaurants people visit after the theater. 45. If you love the theater but don't go to movies, then go to a new movie and wait in line. Lines are great for getting to meet people. 46. If you don't go to openings or big events because you don't like crowds, then your soulmate is probably there missing you. 47. If you like opera but you don't like pop concerts, then try going to a concert with friends. You may meet your soulmate. 48. If you don't like to dance, then definitely get out there and dance. Take dance lessons and go to dance competitions. 49. If you like to eat out, then create the time to take cooking lessons and learn to cook. 50. If you love to cook, then never miss an opportunity to cook for your friends. Let it be known to all what a good cook you are. 51. If you drink and generally hang out at a bar, then try hanging out in a coffee shop where there's no alcohol served. Your soulmate may not drink. 52. If you don't like loud music, get with some friends and go to where the music is loud. Wear earplugs and dance a lot. If you meet someone, then let them know you'd like to talk to them sometime when you can hear them. 53. If you're not drawn to water sports, then go on a vacation where most of the people love water sports. 54. If you've never been on a cruise, or you're not even interested, all the more reason to go on a cruise and meet someone who loves cruises. 55. If you hate standing in lines, then your soulmate may be the patient one waiting in line somewhere. If you just can't bear the line, at least go to openings and popular events to just walk up and down the line as if you're looking for someone. 56. If you bring a bag lunch to work, try eating out sometimes. 57. If you don't take breaks at work, try taking more breaks for tea and coffee, and you may meet someone new. 58. If you eat out a lot, then try spending a lot of time in your local supermarket or market. Your soulmate may just love to make dinners. 59. If you prefer health foods, your soulmate may be waiting for you to inspire them. Try eating sometimes at fast food restaurants to meet them. 60. If you generally like very formal and fancy entertainment and food, try going out with friends to a more simple, relaxed, and less expensive establishment. 61. If a woman always wears a lot of makeup or jewelry, she should try wearing less, and sometimes none. Her soulmate will love her just the way she is. 62. If a woman always dresses in a sexy manner and attracts the attentions of many men, she should try dressing in a less provocative manner and attract the attention of more discerning guys who are also interested in getting to know her. 63. If you don't like getting dressed up, then pick an event each month where dressing up is required. Cruises are great for this. There are many formal events. Every man looks great in a tux, even if he doesn't like getting all dressed up. Women get a great chance to shine when they dress up. 64. If you like to sit by the ocean and not at the pool on vacations, then try a change. Sit by the pool each day to meet the people there as well. 65. If you don't like the sand and prefer sitting around the pool, try going for long walks by the ocean. Your soulmate probably loves the sand. 66. If you don't like sunbathing, or you don't have at least a little tan, then head for the resorts of sun worshippers. Your soulmate probably loves sunbathing. 67. If you don't like camping, start doing it. Hang out at wilderness stores and ask a lot of questions. Get with some friends and go camping in a place where you'll also meet other campers and hikers. 68. If you don't like to bike, then start building up those muscles and go on a group biking adventure. By making new friends, even if they're not the one, they may connect you to the right person. 69. If you don't like to ski, then go skiing with friends and hang out in the common areas where people eat and drink afterwards and spend time in the common hot tubs or spas. 70. Men can meet so many women by going to aerobic classes, while women can meet men in the workout room. They can easily meet by spending some time at the gym. 71. Go on an adventure tour with others and make new friends. 72. If you like to have fun inside, then try having fun outside. There's generally a lot of chemistry between inside and outside people. 73. If you're a morning person, make the effort to go out and stay up late. The person for you might be a night owl or a party person who needs your stability. 74. Participate at school projects like plays, celebrations, fundraisers, and sports activities. You'll have the opportunity to meet all the single parents. Even if you don't have children, help out a friend with their children. Take them to their events. When you get involved with a person who has children, you'll get the extra benefit of their gratitude for being there for their kids as well. 75. Babysit for friends and stroll their child through the park, or borrow a friend's dog for a walk. Women particularly are attracted to a man who can care for a child or a pet. When a man or woman is walking a dog, it's easy for someone to strike up a conversation about the pet. Everyone is attracted to a baby and feels free to strike up a conversation. 76. If you like to dress up in a formal manner, then try wearing more casual clothes. 77. If you're always very organized and plan out your free time, then make no plans and just follow your instincts. Sometimes we're so much in our heads figuring out what to do, our intuitive gut instincts don't have the opportunity to move us towards our soulmate. 78. If you always go places with friends, try going alone. When you're alone, you tend to feel your need for support more, and you're more receptive to meeting someone. Others are also more inclined to offer help and assistance when you're alone. 79. If you've never ridden a horse, or you don't even like horses, it's time to go for a ride. 80. If you don't like to drive fast, go to a racetrack or an amateur racing day. Quite often, when one soulmate likes to drive fast, the other likes slow and safe. 81. If you like to live in the lap of luxury, try going for a backpacking trip in the wilderness, and you may meet your soulmate. You don't have to go alone. There are all kinds of groups that will support you. 82. If you've never been to a garage sale, then this is the time to start shopping. If you don't go to sales, then your perfect partner might wait to go shopping until there's a sale. You may need a little more frugality in your life, and your soulmate will be at a sale trying to save money. 83. If you have a definite routine, try changing it to create the opportunity for change to happen. Try changing the route you take to work. Eventually, take all possible routes. 84. If you always park in a garage at work, try parking down the street and walking a distance to work. It's good exercise, and you may meet many new people. 85. Go alone on a river rafting adventure with a group. When you don't know anyone, a new part of you will come out. When you're having an exciting adventure, it also creates a more bonding experience. 86. If you like going to rock and roll concerts, try going to the symphony or opera. During intermission, you may find your partner waiting in line at the food and drink counters or waiting in line for the bathroom. 87. Go out to find a partner on weeknights. Don't wait for the weekend. During the week, people are much less likely to be on a date and therefore much more available and interested in getting to know someone. 88. Quite often, soulmates have different temperature preferences. If you generally go to warm climates, try going to a cooler climate. Go skiing or ice skating. If you like the cold, then try going to the beach on a hot day to find your partner. 89. If you're not interested in computers or high-tech equipment, then go to a computer fair and ask a lot of questions. People will love to help you. Men particularly love to be experts. 90. If you're not interested in having a great view, then your soulmate will always prefer a view. Go to places that promise a commanding and spectacular view to meet your soulmate. 91. Be a tourist in your own town. Pretend that you're alone and from out of town. You'll meet all kinds of people who want to share your town with you. You'll discover things that you never knew existed, and in the process, you can meet the right person for you. Get help from the Office of Tourism. Visit all the sites, parks, museums, colleges, and universities. Your soulmate may also be a tourist who's being guided to come to your town to find you. 92. If you don't like weddings, this is the time to start going. People are most inspired at weddings. If you're not drawn, then your partner probably is. You may need them to inspire you that true and lasting love is possible. 93. Visit comedy clubs with friends. When you're laughing and having a good time, it brings out the best in you. Sometimes when you're feeling your best, you'll attract the best person for you. 94. When you're in a bad mood, do something that you really don't like doing. This way, it can't make you feel worse. Sometimes when we're in a bad mood, deep inside, we're feeling our deep need to be loved and to be loving. This vulnerability can attract the right person who has what you need. Sometimes it's when we're down and out, when we really need help, that God's angels bring us a miracle. 95. Meet your soulmate through placing or answering a singles ad. When writing your ad, remember to express your most positive self and clearly maintain the appropriate role. A woman's role should be similar to that of a shopper or the role of someone offering a job. She should not say anything to win a man's interest. Instead, she writes what she wants in a man and what she enjoys most. A man, however, needs to maintain the role of applying for the job. He needs to talk about himself in glowing terms and describe what he has to offer and is hoping to offer. In short, he describes what he has to give, and a woman describes what she'd like to receive. 96. Dating services can be great to meet the right person for you. They make it so much easier to get to know a person before actually meeting. It's similar to having a friend introduce you to someone. You get to feel as if you know something about a person before meeting. If you would never consider a dating service, then your soulmate probably would. 97. If you've finished going to school, try continuing your education. Take classes in things that you've never studied, particularly when they involve labs, projects, or discussions. 98. Join a chorus and sing, particularly if you don't like to sing, or you can't sing, or you're just too serious. 99. Go on a vacation where people pay one price and then share everything. 100. Your grocery store is a great place to meet someone by comparing recipes and asking for advice. Make it a practice to always ask people questions or offer advice while shopping. 101. On an airplane, hang out near the restrooms and strike up a conversation while waiting in line. It's easy to start a conversation by asking where someone's from or where they're going. Make sure to walk up and down the aisles to be seen and to see if your soulmate is there. By referring to this list of 101 places again and again, you'll not only be inspired and motivated to keep dating, but you'll more quickly find your soulmate. By visiting places where you have a better chance to find chemistry, you'll awaken the elements of chemistry within yourself. As a result, you'll be a more fulfilled person, capable of enjoying the adventures of being single. Some people do live happily ever after. They've not studied the 5 stages of dating, nor did they take a workshop to discover how to pick the right person for them. They just did it. They either gracefully went through the 5 stages without even knowing it, or they just lucked out and picked the right person anyway. After getting married, they gradually learned the skills of making a marriage work on their own. For most of us, finding the right person and being able to make a relationship work are important skills we need to learn, develop, and practice. It's easy to become discouraged in our journey to find the right person if we don't understand that there are many different roads to reach the same destination. Finding a partner is like any other skill in life. It takes talent, education, and practice. The more information, education, and experience you have, the better you will be. Through gaining all 3, your chances of mastering a skill are the highest. Even when we feel chemistry with someone, we can easily make the mistake of assuming that we're just too different to make a relationship work. This is why the insights of men are from Mars and women are from Venus have helped so many relationships. Couples commonly make the mistake of assuming that they're just too different to get their needs met. In many cases, they were able to begin getting what they needed by understanding their differences and discover that differences were a source of fulfillment and support rather than an obstacle. In a similar manner, when you meet someone who has different interests, it doesn't mean a relationship is hopeless. With good communication skills, different interests don't have to be a source of conflict. When a woman complains that her husband plays too much golf or is too involved in sports, his interest in sports is not really the problem. The problem is their inability to nurture each other's needs. When men and women misunderstand each other, misinterpret their actions, and miscommunicate their feelings, they're unable to successfully nurture each other and get what they need. The result of this is resentment. When resentment builds, our different interests become more extreme. We begin to polarize. These are some examples of how resentment and polarization affect a relationship. She wants to go out, and he becomes very tired. He wants to go to a movie. She wants to go to a concert. He wants sex. She's not in the mood. The more we polarize, the more interested we become in the things that our partners are not interested in. When resentment is released with better communication, understanding, and forgiveness, our differences do not show up as obstacles. We're attracted to people with different interests because in some way they make us feel whole. They balance out our lives. By means of their different interests, they express some aspect of themselves that we have not yet developed within ourselves. Over time, as our love unites us, we begin to share more and more interests. Their presence stimulates our growth and keeps us more interested in all the different aspects of living. It's very important not to expect our partners to resonate so much with our values that we expect them to think and feel the way we do. We must be careful not to conclude that resonating values means having the same interests or even the same needs. By looking in the right places, you eventually find the right person, but sometimes you may find the wrong partner, even in the right places. You may feel strong chemistry, but it's with a person who turns out to be way off the mark. This is all part of the learning process. By clearly learning from our mistakes, eventually we gain the ability to discern between healthy chemistry and unhealthy chemistry. By learning to recognize unhealthy chemistry, and then by not acting on it, the ability to feel healthy chemistry will increase. If you keep getting involved intimately with partners based on unhealthy chemistry, your ability to feel healthy chemistry with the right person is minimized. To live happily ever after and find your soulmate, it's very important to discern between the two kinds of chemistry. When a man feels needed, the chemistry he experiences tends to be healthy. But when a man is primarily motivated by the possibility of getting his needs and wants satisfied, then the chemistry he feels is not necessarily very healthy. If he's just thinking about what he can get, then it's unhealthy. It may be a little unhealthy, like a cold or flu, or he may be really sick and need the help of a professional. When chemistry is unhealthy, it doesn't mean anything about the ultimate potential of a relationship. When the problem is corrected, there may or there may not be a potential for healthy chemistry between two particular people. When chemistry is unhealthy, if you're careful to follow the stages of dating and don't rush into intimacy, the unhealthy chemistry will dissipate. During the five stages of getting to know a partner, the unhealthy chemistry will lessen. If you're in the right relationship, chemistry will return in a healthy way. These are some warning signals of unhealthy chemistry for men. When a man is attracted to a wealthy woman because he needs the money or he doesn't want to work, it's definitely not a good sign. When a man falls in love with his nurse, his attraction needs to be tested after he gets well. Only then can he know if he has something to offer her other than his appreciation for taking such good care of him. when a man feels he needs a very attractive woman to prove to others that he's a success. When he feels the need for sexual gratification from a sexually assertive or suggestive woman, but clearly knows that he would not like to pursue a relationship with her. When a man wants to move in with a woman because he wants to share the rent, instead of moving in with her, he can easily find a buddy to share a place with. When a man wants to get intimately involved right after ending a relationship, he's like a hungry person starved for love and companionship. His discernment is low. After he gets back on his feet, he may easily lose attraction for the woman. He feels she loves him so much that he doesn't want to end a good thing, but he clearly has no intention of marrying her one day. He's attracted to a woman because she says, "You're the only man I've ever really liked. You're not like other men." This may sound like a compliment, but it's a sign that she has big issues about men. When she finds out he's from Mars, just like the rest of them, there'll be a big disappointment. When a man is involved with one woman and he feels chemistry for another, certainly this will happen, but if he encourages it by pursuing or flirting with the other woman, he will experience even more chemistry with the other woman. In his primary relationship, the healthy chemistry will not have a chance to grow. When a man feels chemistry for a woman who's simply not available to him, it's definitely unhealthy chemistry. He gets involved because she puts pressure on him, but he doesn't feel a sexual attraction. She may even assure him that it will develop over time. While a woman's sexual feelings do develop over time, a man tends to feel it from the start or never will. These are all examples of unhealthy chemistry. Now let's look at some examples of how women experience unhealthy chemistry. Basically, when a woman feels needed more than she feels she's getting her needs met, she'll begin to feel unhealthy chemistry. These are some examples. When she feels sorry for a man and worries about how he will survive without her. When she feels that she just wants to love him and she doesn't care about what she gets in return. Although this sounds noble, it will weaken him and she'll eventually feel resentful. When a man says he needs her desperately and she is so flattered that she gets involved. When a man is also seeing other women, but when he is with her, he says he feels she is most special. If a man is seeing other women, then she is just fooling herself. There's no such thing as the most special woman if he's dating other women. It means that she clearly isn't most special, even if he says she is. When a woman sees a man's potential and feels that with her help, he could be great. When a woman takes credit for a man's success, it's very likely that he'll leave her one day to find a woman that he can take credit for making happy. When a man has a destructive habit, a woman may feel as if she can help him. This chemistry occurs because a woman with low self-esteem feels better about herself when she feels her problems are not her fault. By having someone to blame for her problems, she can hide from the truth that she is responsible for her life. When a woman feels sexually attracted to a man right away, this is a sign that she is reacting to her expectation of who she thinks this man is and not who he actually is. Before acting on this unhealthy chemistry, she needs to make sure they have moved through the first three stages. When she feels eager to accommodate and please a man, this is clearly a sign that she feels a man can give her what she needs, but she's not yet gotten what she needs. She should be careful to hold back until she actually gets what she needs. By not understanding these signs of unhealthy chemistry, we can easily make the mistake of getting involved with someone that clearly is not right for us. It is normal to make mistakes in finding the right person for you. The difference between success and failure is being able to learn from our mistakes to become more discerning. If you want to hit a home run, the chances of striking out dramatically go up. Babe Ruth, who held the record for the most home runs, also held the record for the most strikeouts. If you want your relationship to be more than what previous generations have experienced, then new skills must be learned. If you want to run fast, then your chances of falling also increase. The secret of success is to get up and keep going. you can do it. Once it happens, you'll look back and realize that it all happened at the right time for you. To find a soulmate, and not just a secure partner, it takes new insight, education, and lots of practice. With this kind of support, you can develop your ability to navigate through the 5 stages of dating to experience true and lasting love. Through weathering the storms and droughts of love that inevitably arise from time to time, by repeatedly overcoming the challenge of harmonizing differences, and by coming back to your commitment to having a quality relationship, you will find your soulmate and live happily ever after.
We hope you've enjoyed this program from Harper Audio. To order additional cassettes or to receive a complete catalog of Harper Audio and Cadman titles, please call us at 1-800-331-3761. That's 1-800-331-3761. Thank you.